I don't know what burn pits expose me to, but I know that under the PACT Act, I now have VA care, and I get the disability benefits I need to keep going. VA is keeping its promise to veterans. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
On August 16, 1992, high school sweethearts Charles and Lori Dawson tied the knot. Over their 33 years of wedded bliss, they have amassed a collection of nearly 500 teas and become tea consultants. Lori is also co-owner and organizer of the Cascadia Tea Festival in Washington State. One subset of their tea collection is especially meaningful to them, an anniversary collection that they add to every year by purchasing a special anniversary tea cake. I'm Jessica Natale Woolard with the Tea Biz Podcast. I had the pleasure of meeting Charles and Lori last September at the Northwest Tea Festival in Seattle. The couple organized the tea bar and generously shared samples of their teas with the public. I got the chance to try one of the teas from their anniversary collection, a delicious, complex Shangpur from 1995. I was so charmed by the story of their anniversary tradition, I wanted to share it with you, our Tea Biz listeners. Without further ado, here are Lori and Charles Dawson from Washington State to tell us about their anniversary tea traditions. I checked the list of traditional and modern wedding anniversary gifts, and tea, sadly, isn't on it. How did tea become the Dawson family anniversary tradition?
Go for it. My, okay, well, we've been doing tea seriously for at least 20 years. And about 3 or 4 years into it, we were getting into pour. And we decided, hey, we really want a nice tea for our anniversary. Let's make a special trip across the border to Richmond, BC, to our favorite tea shop and get something. And it turned out we were drinking a bunch of really good, expensive pours that year. We bought the best one we could afford at that time. And it was so fun, we decided to make it an annual yearly tradition where we'd intentionally make a special trip every year on our anniversary to buy a good special aged cake of tea as old as we could afford each year. And now we've accumulated, well over a dozen, almost, I guess, two dozen cakes that are quite nice. And we,
a couple of years we bought two.
A couple. Yeah, we have plenty of anniversary cakes and we take them out whenever we have a good excuse to do so.
Lovely. And is it always a pu'er tea or do you branch out?
Usually it's a pu'er tea because pu'er teas, especially the raw ones, they age well. So it's kind of fun to watch them age as our marriage ages.
Which isn't to say that when we're going up for our anniversary teas or shopping special, we'll see something else special and also pick it up. Mm-hmm. We won't necessarily call it our anniversary tea, but now we have some very good aged white teas or Slu Bao, or we pick up something else really special just for our anniversary. But the ones we call our anniversary teas, they're the pu'ers.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So take us through tea time on your anniversary. Can you paint a picture for our listeners?
Well, it's kind of tough because we kind of spread out our anniversary celebration over at least a week or so because we have so many pu'er cakes from our anniversaries. We don't want to just take out one. We'd want to take out and sample several during the week, and we want to share them with people. So whenever it works out to get to bring our friends and family over, and we'll bring out a special anniversary cake, mm-hmm. and we'll taste it. And we may not have tasted that particular cake in 4 or 5 years. It's like, oh, I forgot what this one tasted like. And we share it with our friends. Or since there's a few tea festivals that are in approximately the same time of year, mm-hmm. we take an anniversary cake to share at a tea festival. And it gives us a good excuse not only to drink it again, because mm-hmm. we love that, but to share that experience with other people. And it makes it more special for us.
How has this tradition of tea for your anniversary and shared with others on special occasions strengthened your relationship?
No matter what, you can sit down with anybody and have a cup of tea and bond. No matter who you are, how many differences you have, you can always sit down and share that cup of tea. That was shared with us when we first started tea shopping. And I think it's been definitely true for us. Whenever we have a hard day, whenever, something in life happens, like COVID or something like that, we can always sit down and just have a cup of tea and let the world just go by.
We always use tea to reconnect or connect more deeply and to share experience with our daughter, who's also a big tea drinker for the last 20 plus years. I think that we were talking yesterday because, you know, we had a rough day at work, both of us, and we were noting how well we bonded together, how we were able to communicate about our day and actually get to the root of our feelings. And I think your comment was that tea is like a truth serum. It makes us be able to speak our innermost feelings and connect on a more deep level. It's not even necessarily just the ceremony or the tea, but it's the overall experience. Certainly, I think good tea, it does have a way of actually, you know, loosening the tongue and your heart a little bit. But
and just while having that tea, you're just taking the time to be.
Mm-hmm.
So after a hard day like yesterday, do you sit down with a cup of tea? Do you choose a tea together, whether it's from your anniversary collection or your whole collection, which has nearly 500 teas?
Yeah,
I usually come in and go, it's the good stuff tonight.
So. Yeah, the most often asked question in our house is, what tea shall we drink? We have so many. The hardest part is deciding which one. And so the first part of the occasion is, what tea are we going to choose? What category of tea are we going to use? And we pick a tea, we sit down, we decide, and then we just start drinking for half an hour, an hour.
Yeah. And the days we can't decide, we do have a dice that we put all the different teas on in case we can't decide. And then we also have one side that says you have to choose because, yes. So there we go.
That is amazing. Where did that idea come from?
From us not being able to always make up our minds.
We are indecisive sometimes.
Well, or we just like, oh, that sounds good. And that sounds good. Ah, so we roll a dice.
So when you have your special teas on a special day, do you use special teaware? Do you have a teapot that comes out for special occasions? What does your table look like?
We have a Gong Fucha set that's on our dining room table. It's been there now for over 20 years because we sit down at it every day, four or five times a day sometimes. But when it comes to drinking a special tea, we'll put aside the Gaiwan, which is our go-to for just about any tea. And we might pick out one of our special Yixin pots or one of the other pots that we've picked up. For instance, right now we're drinking one of our anniversary teas and we're using a pot we picked up from Glen of Crimson Lotus last year. And it's such a really nice pot. It works great for brewers. So we're playing with it some more.
We had Glen on the podcast a few months ago, in fact. You mentioned the tea that you're drinking tonight, one that you hadn't tasted in about 5 years. Are there any other teas that stand out to you from your collection and what makes them memorable?
Well, one for me is for our 30th anniversary.
It was an Yiwu special cake, a Zhongcha from Yiwu, and amazingly well aged, been well stored.
Yeah. What makes this one stand out to me was we took it to the Portland Tea Festival and we tried it with everybody. And it was an amazing experience to be able to sit down and go, we want to share something special of ours with you. We kind of pulled the punches on that though. Like we'd let them taste it and then go, by the way, that's a 30-year-old pua. And everyone seemed to really enjoy it. And so just being able to share that experience was...
That was extra special because the Portland Tea Festival allowed us to have a space just of our own specifically for this all day, just to let people come and sit down on us randomly the whole day long. And just they supported us so well in doing that and making mm-hmm. this a special experience for us. And we even managed to grab a really nice 20-year-old cake and imported especially from Hong Kong for this event, broke it all up and gave samples of it to everyone who sat down with us until we were out. It was a special sharing.
Tea is meant to be shared. So.
That's so beautiful. And all of these people, you're giving such an experience, but hearing a personal connection with these teas, which is how I met you, which is why we're on this call today, because it was just so meaningful to have you share a tea that, you know, was purchased for your anniversary and to have it shared with people at a tea festival is really generous and very, very kind of you. And you invite us into your happy home. So thank you.
I mean, I love the fact that we have this anniversary tea tradition, and I'm seeing it reflected in a lot of friends we've made in the tea community since then. I've seen people start to do anniversary cakes as well, following our tradition. But also I've seen people starting families that are intentionally buying a cake on the year of their child's birth, when they're born, and giving it to them, storing it for them, or even as they're growing up, even in toddler years and beyond, taking it out on their birthdays. And they're making that a family tradition, very similar to ours, where it's a core of their family experience. And I just, I love that about tea.
Yeah. In fact, we've started buying some teas for our friends as well for their birthdays. When it's a milestone birthday or whatnot, we try and find a cake of their birth year.
And so can you make one final comment on how this tradition helps your relationship stay strong and forge connections with others?
Well, okay, we met in high school. We are longtime sweethearts, I guess you say, and pure blood romantics, diehard purists. So I guess we have a lot of romantic traditions because our relationship is so important to us. But when it comes to our anniversary, this is one of our core ways to celebrate. It is something that has brought us closer together since we started doing tea seriously. And it's hard to imagine our relationship without it. So it is a part of our relationship.
Yeah. My very first tea tray has two symbols on it, Teafinity. And it means no matter what, we'll always sit down. We'll always have a cup of tea.
Isn't that beautiful? We'll always have a cup of tea. Thanks to Charles and Lori for inviting us to the table in their happy home to learn about their anniversary tea traditions. Do you have a tea tradition you'd like to tell us about? We'd love to hear how you've incorporated tea into special moments in your life. Send us a note at tea-biz.com/contact. Perhaps you'll hear about your tradition on an upcoming podcast. Thanks for listening to the Tea Biz Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.